Welcome back to Love Island.
What's up, everyone? Today's Love Island episode is presented by the ticket app SeatGeek.
Listen, live events are back, and if you're looking for tickets to anything, sports, concerts,
whatever,
make sure to download SeatGeek and use promo code TMG for $20 off your very first purchase.
Mm-hmm. Now let's get into today's episode.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, mate.
Let's do it. It's getting juicy.
Fair.
She's not listening.
Fair.
Previously.
Man, welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back.
What a week. All it took was, you know, six episodes. Mm-hmm. We got something to talk about.
That's true. And like, I'm happy because, like, right away, mm-hmm. episode three?
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah. Episode two, maybe, the connections started flourishing. Mm-hmm. First episode, we had nothing to go off of.
Settle.
They almost, like, all hated each other.
Yeah. They just
second episode,
wanted to be friends.
Shit started flying. People started, like, emotions started flying, you know? It was great.
And then, what's her name? Shannon.
Yeah.
Shannon got pied off.
Dude,
she got booted.
One of the best moments within the first two episodes of Love Island
that I've ever seen. Cold.
Like, dude, that was
cold.
Like the coldest they've ever dumped someone.
Yeah.
It was like,
see ya.
Like, I got a text. Oh, I've been dumped. She couldn't even believe
Everyone's like, whoa.
That was so hardcore. So savage. For lack of a better term. That was like savage.
Completely mental.
That was
absolutely mental.
Yeah.
Now you know it's a phrase I noticed they've been a lot of the guys have been using this season.
What?
Got back myself.
Yeah.
Of course, got back myself.
I got back myself.
Yeah. Got back yourself. But in the end, it's whatever it's gonna be. Yeah. She fucking owned.
Can we see that clip?
Yeah.
Luke.
Yeah.
We gotta watch this because it's. I kind of feel like the twists are getting like a little bit better. They're almost making them more extreme.
Yeah, they are.
Like I don't even remember like when the new girl came in. What's her name? Michelle?
No, Chloe. Yeah.
Chloe? No, not Chloe. The newest one.
Rachel.
Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
When she came in, and then immediately that night had to decide which guy is going home.
That was cold. I also feel
like they didn't do that in previous seasons.
Nah.
Am I wrong?
I can't remember it being that quick. I felt like they give them like a day or two.
And they never tell them up front, like, you're the one that's going to be picking. It's always at the recoupling.
Yeah.
They say, okay, now you're the one that has to pick.
Yeah.
So that they can, like, try and form a genuine connection.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, and you could tell she was, like, flirting with...
Brad?
Not with Brad, the other guy.
Juggs?
With Hugo.
Sorry,
no,
what?
Chug Juggs. Someone's got to edit a clip of him every time he drinks out of his water bottle and makes a jug sound. So fucking stupid.
I just thought of a really bad one.
Which one? Say it.
If Shannon stuck around and they got at it and she, you know, starts sucking his dick and he's just like, yo, I'm Chugs, that's me Chug Jug. That's me Chug Jug right there. Yeah, you'd be feeling right after that one.
I was thinking of something even stupider than that.
Do it.
Like he gets picked at a recoupling and he just...
Nah.
I told you it's fucking stupid. T-pose, isn't it?
That'd be the fucking weirdest thing he could do. So the boy I'd like to couple up with is Chugs.
That's Chug Jug to you. Straight face.
She's like,
everyone's like,
that's me chug jugging it.
She goes,
that's me chug jugging it.
And that. He's just super fucking lame. Fortnite guy. He just. The chattiest Fortnite player ever.
Oh, man, it would have been great.
He said his nickname was because as a child, it was Cuddles and Hugs. So then he abbreviated it, and like that became his name. But what if that's just a lie?
And it's really
just because he loves Fortnite so much.
He came on the show to get with Shannon because he heard she was like a gamer. Or he's like a tier three sub. Oh, fuck. It would have been so good if she stuck around and they became like an annoying gamer couple.
I'm laughing.
What's your name? Chugs. Chugs.
You might remember me from your chat.
Are you? Yeah, tier three.
Yeah, tier, I'm a mod, actually.
Tier three, 36 months. That's me. I do want to. Yeah, his accent goes away.
Maybe we could have a chat. Maybe we can have a chat later.
He's American. I've been practicing. And it was really fucking hard to keep together.
So, I was at your booth at TwitchCon. You don't remember?
Anyway, yeah. So
Shannon was the gamer. Yeah, the Shannon one that got evicted first. That we're talking about.
Yeah,
it's kind of a shame that she got evicted very first because we could have used that gaming material the whole time.
Yeah,
well, it's just a shame. Yeah. They knew. I think they knew it would be too funny.
Yeah,
they knew. They saw our first episode and they were like, "Fuck,
we got to get her out of here."
That's why it was so sudden.
That's what I was thinking. Like, so I was saying a minute ago, I wonder if she like pissed off one of the producers.
Yeah,
they're like, "Get her ass out of there."
Yeah.
Oh, one of the producers probably went up to her and was like, "I watch your streams,
Shannon. Come on,
Gorbo."
Gorbo from the chat.
I'm your mod. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Right.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Are you the one that sent me the fan art?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I printed it and I brought it here. That's okay.
Do you like it?
Oh my god. No.
What?
Just flips and smashes it on the concrete. Well, fuck you then.
I think you got a text, actually.
What?
Oh, I did get a text. I've been dumped.
She says that at the circle.
How's it feel, bitch?
Yeah, he comes out of like the production room. Get fucked! Owned! Oh my god!
Get fucking wrecked.
Yeah, I don't know. It's too bad, yeah. Because, yeah, the gaming shit would have helped us out, but
play
whatever.
This. Let's see the clip of her getting dumped.
No. Play the clip of her getting owned.
Yeah, owned, sorry.
Oh, we got to, you know what we got to do? We got to sing over the music.
Okay.
It'll
probably still get dinged, though.
No, we'll take a page, you know, shout out to Noah, who's been editing my videos back in America.
Yeah.
What he does is whenever he edits a TikTok, he does like a acapella rendition of the song.
Okay.
So let's just, you know, let it play and mute it up until she gets owned.
Yeah, and then you can play the music when it goes. Yeah.
What you know about rolling down in the deep and the brain goes down. You can tell I must pee. Change the key so we don't get caught.
I can't size with the ties of the ocean now.
I don't even know the beat.
Got a text. Oh, did you get a text? What does it say?
Oh my god. I've been dumped.
Poggers!
What?
Pepega! Poggers!
Yeah, so Shannon, you're a nice single and therefore have been dumped from the island. Please pack your bags and take it.
I feel like there's a chance that Love Island probably has this, the whole thing up in the system, whole episode. So
easily.
If any clip's longer than 10 seconds, we'll get dinged.
Yeah.
Get wrecked, dude.
Maybe not. This will be a good test. We'll see.
Pepe.
So get wrecked. Yeah, she got
Pepe.
I mean, Pepega. She got
just calling out emotes.
L.
Fucking, yeah. This is L. Big ass L.
Wow ratio.
L. L.
What's the, wait a minute, I got a text.
L.
It just says L. What?
kind of mid-run, honestly.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, so she got smashed.
Yeah, her
not in the good way, you know?
Her Katie is 0-1.
0-1. Sad. She got no chance. I mean, that has to be one of the craziest evictions within mm-hmm. the first two episodes.
Mm-hmm.
This yeah. is the second episode. This happened after we did the first episode. This was the next. And I was, yeah. like, and I was like, this season actually is going to be great.
They heard
and
us talking shit. It has been really good.
It has been really fucking yeah. good.
You know what I liked was the people didn't really vibe with each other. So I feel that their connections and their emotions and stuff are kind of, it's forced in a way where they're forcing themselves to dig deep. To be like, okay, I don't have an initial here, but like, let me explore it. So now yeah, there's like right. a certain kind of attachment that they have. And then now they're going to start throwing like hot people in there. And then it's going to be a loyalty thing.
Yeah, totally.
Also, Brad.
Yep.
I don't know what that guy's saying half the time. I really have to listen.
Yeah.
His accent is crazy. But he's got some of the best quotes on the show.
He mostly just talks about himself, though, which yeah. is the funniest.
Yeah.
I laugh so fucking hard when Chloe's in the interview room and she's like, he just hasn't asked me one question. We talked for half an hour, and I was like, that's the best hot guy behavior.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So good. Man.
Never had. He's never even probably talked to a girl for longer than 30 minutes before.
No. He's never had
never
to talk
to carry
this long
on
to
a
anyone.
Conversation.
Yeah. You're not hearing me calling you fucking princess. Get that put on a shirt, goddamn. No, the best is when they were talking about favorite colors.
Yeah.
And then she's like, my favorite color is black. He's like, that's not a color, that's a tune. Those are tunes.
He's like,
weirdly creative out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like weird ass like art student angle. Like,
he's like,
fuck?
He's like, I also didn't ask.
Yeah.
Don't care.
Yeah. My favorite color is
don't
care.
At all. Are we gonna do this or not?
Yeah, it's like no girl is allowed to speak in the coffee shop where I'm from. It's just me and my mates. We don't listen to any girls speak.
He's like, oh, my mates are just like me.
Yeah.
He's like, are they? Yeah, they are. And then they laugh about that. I was like, this is not flirting. That's not flirting at all.
Nah.
Yeah, dude, all my friends are exactly the same as me. We just kind of post up and we're just like an army of dudes.
We just drink coffee.
Yeah, we just drink coffee. It's sick.
I love how...
Oh, my God, that's so cool. Any girl will be like, what?
I just imagine him as, like, the American equivalent of a dude from, like, Agua Dulce or something.
Yeah.
Or, like, 2.5 hours north of L.A.
Yeah.
Like, when they come out for breakfast in, like, one of the more recent episodes, he's, like, talking about how fancy the setup is. And it was just, like, some teenage bro thing to say. He's, like, basically walks out and goes, never ate anything this fucking fancy before. It's nothing like this where I live. We just drink fucking coffee at a straight up table. And this other goofy shit, dude. Way too much going on. Flour?
What are you talking about?
Shit, it sucks.
What are you talking about, cooking with the new girl?
Yeah.
And she was like, do you cook?
He's like,
yeah, I'm a good cook. And she's like, you ever cooked a... Says a fancy dish. He's like, oh, no, I don't know what that is.
He was stuck on it.
Oh, yeah, he's never heard of that.
She's like, well, yeah, my favorite. He's like, I don't care what your favorite is. What was that dish?
It's one of my favorite dishes. I don't care at all.
What's the name?
What is it? What's the name?
I wish she said
your question
it.
Was, have I cooked it?
Yeah.
I don't care whether you've cooked it or eaten it.
I wish she said it. And then he immediately walked away to Google it. Well, it's duck confit, right? And he just gets it right.
Or it just cuts back to him, and he's just staring at his phone.
Yeah.
What's that?
No.
Oh, it's this. It's duck and... Yeah. And she's like, I know.
How great would it be if they had like a fucking, like a local area network, like library computer at the villa. It's got like limited information on it. He goes and he like looks. He's just
a little business, a little business center.
Yeah. And he looks up the recipe and he prints it out. He just comes running back into the scene. He's like, I've got a recipe. I'm going to cook it now.
She's like, what the hell?
We were just talking. He's like, shut up.
I just told you about that. This is like my favorite thing. I don't care.
I don't care if it's your favorite.
Wait, I'm cooking.
Shut the fuck up, please.
I'm cooking. Shh. I can't focus when you're telling me all this. I don't know.
Picturing his big ass on a fucking computer from the 2000s, like a small ass mouse. Just
typing with two fingers.
Brad, I'd like to pull you for a chat. Not now.
Not
looking recipe up.
dude, he is, that guy is like dense as fuck. And so is the it's Chugs and Liam.
Oh, yeah. Liam. Yeah.
Liam. Oh, God. This is the funniest shit. Him and Faye's whole relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Up to where I've watched. I'm not caught up. I haven't watched an episode and a half behind. I'm behind you. That's where I'm at.
To spoil it.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine. We'll do spoiler. We'll spoil the shit out of it for me. But up to this point, Liam has come in. He had a date with Faye. And the whole time I'm watching, like, dude, there's nothing here. This guy has said nothing. Oh, he just sat there and went, oh, yeah? Did ya? Oh, yeah, that's funny. I'm like, dude, there's nothing here, right? Like, she clearly has to be like, this guy's just, he's a dud. Yeah. Nothing going on in his brain.
Yeah.
And then she cuts to the interview room and she's like, wow, the chat was fantastic. I know. It's like, what are you fucking talking about? Is there a language? Is there like something that I didn't catch yet?
Just peak hot guy behavior.
And then, yeah, exactly.
They
and
just then sit she back goes, and they just she go. Goes,
exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Do you then?
Right. Do you? Is that right? Right.
Yeah. And then it cuts back to her in the interview room. She's like, plus, it's going to be nice to sleep next to someone who's 6'6". I'm like,
yeah, of course.
That's what yeah. it is.
It's going to be so nice to sleep next to someone who's 6'6". Turns me into a little itty bitty baby. Going to hold me like a little baby and burp my back and feed me applesauce. I can wear my big girl shoes next to a guy who's 6'6".
But his chat is fantastic.
Is fantastic, and all this fool does is like,
yeah. Do ya?
Do ya?
She goes, I like going. I'm not much of a party girl. She said, he's like, you like to go out, and she's like, well, I'm not like a crazy party girl, but like, I like to go out, and when I go out hard.
I was like, which is it?
Are you? Yeah. It sounds like you're a crazy party girl.
Yeah.
And he just goes, oh yeah, we can go out.
Oh, I love that. He's so funny.
What was the joke?
Ian has some hilarious jokes about Hugo, like in the last two episodes, where Chloe was like,
I just feel like you're the sweetest boy in the villa. Like, you're such a good person.
And Ian's like, you hear that, guys? He's sweet. He's a good person. He's genuine. It's almost like he doesn't want a girlfriend. And then, like, there's like a later one where someone gives him like an additional compliment with like how nice and how genuine he is. And, like, Ian rattles off all the qualities, and he's like, Hugo, you're seriously going to have to change if you want to get a girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
again, stop saying actual funny things.
Yeah, stop being nice.
He actually has surprised me a lot, because his chat is actually good.
Yeah.
When him and Faye talk, it's funny.
Yeah.
I'm actually laughing at the things he and her both says.
Well.
And then it cuts to her, and she's like, yeah, Hugo's nice. But, like, Liam has the chat.
That dude's just like. Chewing on a fucking stick of celery.
Yeah. Just being huge. Just being tall.
I've just done 30 pull-ups.
Oh my god. It's so funny.
Real incel behavior right now.
I mean, it's not, it's just true.
No, it's not. It's just completely true. What's going on. I fucking.
He didn't say one thing that made me laugh the whole time.
Nah.
And Hugo's tall too, and he's actually funny.
Yeah.
But for some reason, like the tall, dark, handsome look, you know, Liam's just like jacked. And he's 21. What the fuck?
Yo, the craziest part about all that you'll see in like the next episode is like Liam has a full up portrait of Muhammad Ali on his thigh.
No way.
So he's like really into boxing because that was like part of like his like initial like thing. Was it like his little montage was him like shadow boxing? I'm like, that is so crazy to me. One, that he's 21 and he looks like he's 40.
I know.
And then two, he goes in to get a tattoo and he's like, on a full-up portrait of Ali on my thigh. I don't know. It's just like a very like sensual place for a
Is
boxing
it his only
portrait.
Tat?
No, he's got a bunch. Okay. He says he has a tattoo of Faye's like, do you have any other tattoos? Because she's already giving him the eyebrow for having a boxer portrait on his thigh.
Okay.
She's like, do you got any other tattoos? And he's like, yeah, cookie. On my bum.
Okay. That made me laugh.
Then
he does have the chat.
Then she like kind of like tilts her head and he's like, it's quite stupid. When I was a kid, I liked biscuits. So I got a biscuit on my bum. Awesome. She's like, oh, no. But so that was like pretty funny. But the best part is after you're sitting here saying like, oh, he's got no bata. He drops the best line I think I've seen anyone do at a breakfast. This, to me, was peak hot guy behavior.
Okay.
every other dude is like sitting there working it, you know, like, oh yeah, I'm so excited to, like, I feel like my experience is beginning now. And he's just sitting there with Faye, saying nothing, just like, Jake, you gotta drop any kids off at the pool, mate. Nephews, anything, fuck me, lad. I've got. And then she basically says, I have to take a huge shit. She says nothing. They kind of talk about Faye's. Oh, this is the best. Faye brings up that she has cats, and he just goes, I hate cats.
Yes, let's go.
I hate them. Then he says, I
have to take a. At least that's better than Brad just being like, I don't care. I didn't ask.
Yeah, no. Here's the thing, bro. Is when Rachel comes in, it's like, she's his type.
Yeah.
So Brad is a totally different person.
Yeah,
now.
They hit it off like right away.
Yeah.
And he asked her a question, and I was like, that was really surprising, honestly.
Dude, he's all like puppy dog eyes for her. He says probably it like gets her emotional because she's like kind of overthinks it, but he says the most like simp shit out the gate. He's like, yeah, you have to get to know people to know like what you like, because I know I like you and I want to make sure you like me. It was the most like,
but you don't know if he's just saying that
or you don't not. You don't,
because that's the best part about this like little twist,
mm-hmm.
is that they all know that she's gonna be responsible for who goes home. So Chugs and him are both like,
she sends Chugs home.
No, that's the
first
spoiler?
Reaction. That's one spoiler. Yeah.
Wow. So she picks Brad.
Sends Chug packing, bro.
I can't believe you just fucking spoiled that.
R.I.P. Someone get his card. 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 What if a fucking van pulled up in the middle of the set and it was just like, you heard, it was like a Fortnite brand deal.
Yeah.
Just crashes through into the pool. It's boom, and the door opens and Chugs comes out. He's like, I'm back again. I'm backing it.
Thank you to Fortnite for bringing Chugs back onto the set.
Fuck, that's really good. That's what Casa Amor is this year.
Yeah, it's just Fortnite. They just go to the 100 Thieves house. Yeah,
exactly.
They're going to kiss in the Totino's Fortnite gaming room.
This fucking, what's the guy's name?
Ian Sterling?
No. From 100 Thieves, the main guy?
Nate Shot?
Yeah, Nate Shot. They're like, what's good? Yo, I'm the new guy in Bob Island.
Wearing the new 100 Thieves merch drop. Everyone's like, what the fuck?
No. Casa Moore is like Twisted Towers or something like that.
Oh, my God.
They fully go all the way. Yeah, fuck. Yeah, like, it's like all the Disney branding. World, like, Fortnite recreation. with Marvel dudes in it as well.
And they have, like, a special, like, edition game, and Ninja's the host.
Yeah, exactly.
They're really trying to just bring it back, really trying to get everyone into it.
Marshmallow's playing a set.
Yeah,
as they get there, and all the new guys are all wearing like Marvel costumes.
Yeah,
or some, you know.
Today's challenge is who can break into Twisted Towers using only a pickaxe and a scar.
It's like, what the?
We're like, what the fuck is going on?
This is lame.
Chugs is like, I'm winning this for sure.
Yeah, so that's one spoiler, is Chugs gets sent packing, bro.
Wow.
Another thing is, so that's what I was referencing a second ago, was Brad and Rachel start having a conversation, mm-hmm. that he's basically like, you should get to know people as they come in here, because I know I want to be with you, but I want to make sure like I'm the one. I want you to know that I'm the one for you. Which to me was like super cuck.
Yeah.
To be like, I'll wait for you.
Yeah.
If you want to talk to someone else, that's fine, because I'm going to wait for you.
I'll always be here.
And she interprets it as,
I'll
like,
always be here with a fresh plate of or whatever the fuck it was.
Fresh duck confit.
I have the recipe right here.
I printed it off the house computer.
And she interpreted it as like him being unsure of what he wants or being like disingenuous. But then like Faye was trying to make her feel better. She's like, to be fair, I've told the same thing to like whoever. So I don't know. There was like that bit of drama. And then today, you know, first, we should run through some of the clips, because there were some other great moments. Speaking of like peak hot guy behavior and Brad.
Yes.
Him fucking owning Faye, which, you know,
yeah,
it's really the only word I can use. This was like messed up.
Like cruel, yeah, I would say. This guy has no
mean.
Empathy, I think. I think he might be a sociopath, because he's just, He does not. He does not give a fuck.
I don't think hot people ever have to care about other people's feelings.
Yeah.
So like this was like a.
Just back, like, we're back on the incel shit.
Yeah, yeah. Hot people never have to care about people's feelings.
No, but this is actually brutal. So like he's coupled up with Faye. I'm just explaining this for people who like don't
are kind
remember,
of in and
we're
out.
Jumping
yeah.
back now to the second episode again.
Yeah.
But he's coupled up with Faye. They're still kind of trying to like crack on a little bit. She's interested in him.
Mm-hmm.
And him and Chloe, the new girl, kind of like start hitting on each other as well. So then he gets in beer pong, which is the stupidest version of beer pong ever.
Yeah.
Those hottest people version of beer pong.
Yeah. Do you like land it in a cup
sex
and it's like
stairs on the other side?
Fuck someone in the ass.
Yeah. All right then.
All right then.
Chloe. So he gets.
Sorry, sidebar. The weirdest thing about Love Island is when they read those things, it's like, snog someone for 30 minutes. And everyone's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And they just do it. Yeah. And everyone's like, yeah.
It's 30 minutes. And they go, yeah. Woo. And then it's close ups and just the audio of them kissing.
Yeah, ear sucking.
When Sharon and Aaron. When Sharon and Aaron.
Yeah.
Sharon. What's their
ship
you know,
name?
Their, like, ship name. It would just be. I think it would be
Airshare.
SH and then the two A's from his name. So it's just Sha.
I was trying to think of the most annoying one.
Which is Ash Chair?
Ass
Chair? Is that what you said?
Ash Chair.
Or what about just Sharon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it would probably be Aaron Sharon. It's probably the ship name.
Yeah.
Aaron Sharon.
I think when they get married, he should take her first name.
Aaron Sharon. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, I think that.
Or it could be, or it could be like a weird switcheroo. She's like, I'm Sharon. He's like, I'm Sharon's Aaron.
And I'm Aaron Sharon's Aaron.
Oh.
And I'm not Sharon. I'm Aaron Sharon. And I'm not Sharon.
Oh. We're not sharing any more airtime with you either.
Nice.
So,
what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, when they kiss. When they went upstairs and kissed.
Mm-hmm.
And it just was like 45 seconds. Of just... you have it.
It sounded like,
wow.
It sounded like a
legend.
Snail crawling along someone's like stomach.
Yeah.
Also, I love how Aaron was like, you know, up until this point, he was like, yeah, it's quite chill. It's like, whatever, I'm getting to know. And then as soon as like it kind of shook up, he just like beelined to her. He's like, I want this.
No, but they're my favorite couple right now.
No, same. Yeah.
They're weirdly like everything they say vibes. It just, you can tell there's a spark here.
Mm-hmm.
This is definitely going to last.
Yeah.
At least a few days.
Yeah. You know? At least until the next recoupling.
Yeah, exactly.
When another Sharon pulls up.
She's like,
I'm Sharon too.
I'm Sharon too. And Sharon is gonna share Aaron.
Oh,
you fuckers, man.
Copyright off that. Well, we can just, fuckers. You know, we can just.
Oh, Sharon.
Oh, Aaron.
Sharon.
Oh, Sharon.
Open up so I can spit again. Stop it. You spit all over me again. I've got so much spit
how
in
do you
your
have
face.
So much, how do you even produce this much saliva?
Let
Jesus
me show you.
I've put two cloves of garlic in my mouth and making my mouth sweat. I just ate a really hot ghost pepper.
I've eaten 14 Skittles and I'm proper,
sour Skittles.
Yeah,
and I burned my tongue off.
Yeah, I'm proper. My mouth is proper salivated. All right, so back to hot guy behavior.
Yeah,
Brad, pieing off Faye. Can we run this?
Faye.
Is there any
Faye?
So no. Pause. So he lands a beer pong shot, and it says, kiss the person you like the most, and then kiss the person you like the least. And at this point, he's coupled up with Faye.
Yeah.
So, bam, here it goes. Brad, hottest guy in the island, is being told to choose who he's most and least interested in. Let's see if he decides to hurt someone's feelings. Jake on the sidelines. Watching him, Brad goes for the entry. Brad walks right up to his interested in Chloe.
Chloe.
Right on the lips.
Keep in mind, folks, he's currently coupled up with Faye, who is looking pretty awkwardly at this situation.
As Brad completely fucks.
Oh, and then he goes in.
And then he goes right in.
Oh, and then he just pecks. It's just,
I don't even think their lips connected.
Oh,
can you?
Oh, my God.
Then me, the least, when we look the same.
That was an air jab, bro.
Yeah.
He didn't even, it's just like a.
Chloe's just soaking that in, too.
Yeah.
She's like,
oops.
Oopsies. Sorry, Faye.
Oopsies.
Faye. Did you see that?
Faye.
Did you see that, Faye?
Faye. She's not listening. Faye.
Faye.
I love how one of my favorite things about this show is how, like, some people just totally fade to the background and they just aren't part of, like,
anything.
Like, Jake was, like, one of the main parts of the first three episodes, and then his storyline just became not that cool.
Yeah.
And so then they just edit him out of the show.
Yeah, because love is not that interesting.
Yeah.
He wants drama.
He's not, but he keeps, like...
He wasn't that interesting until...
Spoiler?
That coveted ass bust.
That was the best, dude. Yeah. This is so funny.
Let's let this rip.
Man, you got all these clips on deck. I'm impressed.
Doggy's my favorite.
So naturally, they're talking about their favorite positions, which is just so cute.
Yeah. So endearing. What else do you talk about on your first dates?
What's your favorite?
I definitely do this on my first dates.
Oh, I like the scissors.
Oh, yeah, he's like talking about...
Liberty.
Liberty.
Liberty. I love Liberty's eyes.
No, the scissors. You've got to think scissors like that.
The scissors.
So like that, and you like that. You're in between, so... Oh, I can't wait for cuddle later on.
Damn. You are comfy, to be fair.
You're the first girl to ever to snore next to me.
Turn it up a little bit.
Yeah. Like, this morning, I was like, lib.
Are you confused?
I put the pillow in my head.
But that papa's snoring you back.
Yeah, and I was like... I can't deal with this. So I just went like this.
It's after they kiss.
Literally, in my whole life, I've never connected with a guy that well. And it, like, it to be that instant and
so
to have that
banter,
Aaron, to have that
they're
talk
like,
and then that
like
connection.
Hitting it the fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chat's going really well. Mm-hmm. They're laughing. She's like, I've never connected with a guy like this ever before in my mm-hmm. life.
Older.
It's a pretty big moment, right?
Pretty big moment. Okay. So then he goes in. For a cheeky snog.
We got two peas in the pot. What am I giving all my gang rides?
You're getting butterflies. Oh, butterflies. Oh, no, I've cracked you now. You're getting butterflies already.
Oh, we got a...
God damn it.
Freedom!
Fuck.
Amazing grace. Remember, off-key, you have to sing it bad so we don't get nailed.
That was a long time coming. Oh, guitar. And then?
Oh, my God. That's
my man. My man.
Oh, my God.
Bro, his legs too, just in that position.
Yeah,
he's good. His ass was wide open.
Bro, that's why you cannot wear pants that tight. That forced his gut out, just.
I feel like he did it on purpose. Look at that fucking shit smile he's giving right there. He knows what he's about to do.
I mean, you're
play it again.
Just so you get the tune right.
Yeah, it was like a.
when your phone's
close to a speaker,
dog,
and you get that little feedback,
dog. I got a hilarious flashback right now.
What?
I can't even say it, man.
But wait, the best part of this is that he goes, "You can chew on that."
Yeah.
He's like, bro, way to make that way worse.
Oh my God,
way
man.
Worse.
I'm dying. I'm dying for two reasons. You ever let one rip during?
I don't think during ever. I've had a Blumpkin before. If that's what you. No, I'm kidding. Dude.
I've had diarrhea,
tons of Blumpkins, but like farting's totally normal. Like it's expected almost. It's actually weird if you don't fart during a Blumpkin. Is something wrong?
It's
wait,
just,
why aren't you shitting and farting? Is something wrong?
No, it's not. Like, I usually shit and fart all while getting the Blumkin.
Is it bad or something?
No, it's great. Normally I'd be shitting all over the place. Like, I could feel it. I want to shit everywhere. But I can't for some reason. It's like,
I'm sorry. It's not work. You. I'm stressed. It's just, it's not you. My mind's in another place right now.
Next day.
How was last night? It's all right. I went in for the Blumkin, but he wouldn't shit and piss everywhere.
I wouldn't shit and piss.
That's weird.
Was he farting at least?
No, he didn't fart at all.
So he didn't shit or fart?
No.
Did he crap at all?
No.
No crapping too?
No crapping, not a little bit.
Wow. Did he, not even one turd?
No, but do you know what?
What?
He snuck to the bathroom later.
Oh, yeah?
And I think he was doing it himself.
You think he took a shit by himself?
Yeah.
Really?
That's quite hurt my feelings, honestly.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Because I thought it's like, you know, we're in the hideaway.
That's Brad.
We're in the hideaway. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can do this better.
Yeah.
She's going in on it, and I say, you're not fucking get me shitting while you're sucking me off. So in the middle of the night, right, I go and I shit myself. Yeah, anyways. So it's been crazy. And so now, so it's like, it's Shannon got knocked out. Chugs got sent packing. Now Rachel's with Brad. And there's two girls who are about to come in. But what I'm more keen on is apparently Hugo says something that really pisses off everybody.
No way.
Yeah.
Damn.
And in the preview, he's like, well, I've not been malicious.
Yeah, and that's in today's episode.
Yeah, and then Sharon is like, well, I don't care if you've not been malicious. It's mean. And then Faye's like, then he starts crying because he feels so bad. And Faye's like, I don't care if he's upset. He can fuck off.
Damn. So shit's getting spicy.
Well, I think we have the clip.
Oh, yeah, let's ruin it.
Let's ruin it right now. So if you haven't seen it, you're going to see it right now.
Yes, sir.
No pause people... in the edit.
Wait, people... No, wait.
No, no, wait.
No. I can't fucking turn it off.
Oh, man. Do we have it or not? Nah? Okay, word.
Okay.
Cash is going to go stick his head into the fucking ground. Like, no, I don't want to see it.
Here's the thing. Is that like... I don't know. I feel like you... Even if you know what happens, these are so much fun to watch.
Oh, yeah. No, 100%.
It's the most fun show to watch.
It's been great. It's been great.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a really strong season.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like they're bringing in the right people.
Yeah.
Biggest turn off. Faye and Liam.
In a gal bitchiness.
That's correct.
Yeah!
This is, okay, so this is the game where they...
I said girls walking barefoot with no heels on.
Walking barefoot on the streets.
Oh, also Toby. And Cass. Like, having been part of it.
I put someone who takes themselves too seriously.
Too serious.
Yeah! There we go. Jazz and Az, up we get.
He's got a pretty big list, to be fair, but the last one I remember is Hairy Arms.
Yeah, mate.
Hairy Arms!
Yeah, man.
Right, Chloe, what is my biggest turn off?
Fakeness. Anything fake you don't like.
Fake, yeah. Personality and looks, so. Fakeness it is.
I don't know why he keeps saying fake.
Yeah.
Girls, describe your partner's perfect type.
Wait, pause.
Liv.
So this is if you're just listening to this. They basically, he says that fakeness is his biggest turnoff. And then it punches in on Faye, who's like got fake boobs, fake lips, yeah. Fake eyebrows, fake everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's like, what?
what you mean by that?
Damn.
All right, let it rip, bro.
And blue eyes and good sense of humor.
Blonde, blue eyes, lush teeth, okay. Feet.
Yeah.
Foot fetish over there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
there he is again.
Chaz and Az.
Said dark features, drive and are ambitious and a booty.
I mean, yeah, but I didn't write all that. But yeah, all the bits and bobs. Essential.
No, the bits you stick on.
Good, and then Chloe, what is my type on paper?
A natural leggy blonde.
So I put leggy blonde and not fake.
Word keeps getting thrown around, doesn't it?
Oh my fucking god, dude! Holy shit!
Oh, why does he keep, yo, pause it. Why does he keep making eye contact? Yeah, leggy blonde, not fake.
Right, Chloe, tell them what my type is.
Yeah, yeah.
A girl who doesn't have big fake boobs. Right.
Right, no. No, a natural leggy blonde. I didn't write natural. I wrote not fake. That's the way I prefer to phrase it.
Chloe, what kind of lips do I like?
Real ones?
Yeah, not fake.
Damn.
He does not keep going. Come on.
Let it rip.
Come on. How can you be this dumb?
Oh, it stops?
Damn. That's crazy. That's the perfect screenshot. That thumbnail right there. Wow, that's crazy.
Every dude is like, what are you doing,
dude,
bro?
Dude, shut up, man.
Shut the fuck up.
So are they coupled by this point? No, is Hugo still single?
No, he's still with Chloe.
He's still with Chloe, right, okay. Yeah, I mean, that's why, to be fair,
now I see why he became a teacher. This motherfucker was raising his hand first all the time.
Yeah.
Just too eager to speak there, man. What is the point? Why keep hammering it home?
Chloe, my type, please. Read it for the group, please.
He got the chalk and a blackboard, and it took over. Like, it just, the party guy Hugo went out the window, and Mr. Hugo came out. It's like, right, class.
He's defining everything, too.
Yeah.
Not fake. So that means no injections, no silicone at all, no fake eyebrows. I'm talking natural.
Right, everyone. What would we unequivocally agree is fake?
It's fake.
Silicon, right.
Right.
How do you put silicon in the body? Any injections, needles, surgery? If you've done any of these things,
you are not my type.
You are not my type.
And who in here class has done some of those things? Can we get an example? Who's a good example? Faye, that's right. Fake is very fake.
All the dudes, Faye's got fake tits.
Yeah.
It's Brad. Oh, she got fake tits, Correct.
Excellent work, Brad. Here's a gold star.
Liam. Oh, for fish, you got fake lips. Here's a biscuit for that one, Cookie Boy.
Cookie Boy.
Thanks, Hugo. Thanks, Professor Hugo.
Thank you, Mr. Hugo.
What if the dog in Hugo came out right there?
Yeah.
Right, I don't like fake. I like big old naturals. He just fucking points at one of them.
These swingers right here.
Big old hangers. Like
big old hangers.
This is what we call online a milk truck.
Chloe, race what you just wrote there and write milk truck. That's really my type. Milk wagons.
I'm going to write it on mine as well. M-I-L-K truck.
We're joking about funny names this weekend. You know, the old school, like Mike.
Yep, Mike Cock.
Mike Cock and stuff like that.
Yeah, bend over.
Melkwagons, I think.
Melkwagons. There you go. There you go.
Melkwagons.
Yeah. That's actually the next contestant on the show.
Melkwagons.
Hi, my name's Melkwagons.
You guys like, yeah. I like that one.
I like that one. She's not fake.
It's funny. Your name is in what
right,
my type
is. I was about to say it.
What do Faye's name and the word fake have in common? They both have fake tits.
This thing doesn't even make sense.
And they're both unequivocally not my type. Disgusting, by the way.
Jesus Christ, man.
Damn, what? And the best part of that, he was just so oblivious to the fact that he was doing.
I've not done it maliciously.
He's like, what the fuck
are you doing,
all
dude?
The guys, what are you doing?
I mean, he's got to be toast after that one.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
He's done.
That's game ender.
So does he? What is this? What club
is this? This is going back a bit, but this is like Faye digging into Brad.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't care for it.
You made me feel like a dickhead.
Yeah.
Like a dickhead.
Yeah, that's fine.
So this is after he did the beer pong game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, RIP Chugs though.
Yeah, RIP. Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
R.I.P. our boy, Chug. booted.
Yeah.
Get gone.
Crazy.
I'm not going to lie. It's been hard for me to focus. I didn't realize when you're this ripped, it's like you feel it in your whole body.
Yeah.
You know, like it's not something you're used to. It's like in your neck.
Exactly.
Everything.
Kind of feels like your airways are being closed off a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Yeah. So much muscle you can't even speak.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyways, man, I think it's time that we get busy with the thing that everyone's been wanting. It's time to play Love Island.
Love Island.
Season 3.
With Codell.
With Codell, bruv. Let's get into it. Yeah, I'm excited to
Joey Chestnut ate 76 hot dogs. Oh, that's the wrong... Oh, sorry, wrong show. Sorry.
Just completely threw me off. Let's open the ship. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's do this. Starting off the game, we all know this part. Your heels click on the driveway. It's dope. We know this.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Let's just motor through.
Ella Dean?
Ella Dean. Shit.
Ella Dean's not so Ella Dean. Ella Dean. Ella Dean. Ella Dean.
All right, whatever.
She's 25. She's from Cardiff. She's a glass blower.
Glass blower. She makes like, bongs.
Damn it.
She smokes.
That's sick, actually. Yeah.
Heard every blowing joke 100 times already. This bitch. Turning us on already. We're going to compliment why I love your outfit.
Yeah, yeah. We gotta flirt ASAP. Yeah. That's usually our technique. It usually works.
Yeah, going straight to it. Straight to it.
I love your milk wagons.
You just keep going.
I've been feeling well nervous.
Yeah, we know. We're nervous too, being around that naked ass body. We're nervous. Just
kind of hungry, I think.
Yeah,
for
yeah,
some
actually,
milk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait, no, let's
I gotta grow up, dude. Yeah. I'm fucking 8 years old.
No, it's fine. How am I feeling? Kind of hungry. Kind of hungry for sure. You mean like hungry for love or
something
else. More like dairy. Feeling more like cheesecake, you know what I mean? Sounds like you need a snack. Yeah,
oh,
it's right
yes.
in front of me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ella dining on those jugs.
Let's go.
Let's
She's
go.
Like, I've never heard that one before. Yeah.
Ella dining these nipples. All right, moving on.
We got to rename our character to Ella.
Yeah.
All right, now we get the second girl here.
So we're straight to the bedroom.
Ella to the bedroom. Her jaw drops when you walk in. What's up, AJ?
Are you the new arrival? Yeah, we are. Man, I knew everyone here is going to be gorgeous, but I wasn't prepared. We are pretty fucking, like, slamming, dude. brown skin, crazy-ass hair, dope-ass bikini.
Slamming.
Yeah, and we come in with this half-naked glass blower.
Yeah.
What's up, AJ, you fucking dweeb? You ready to eat some box? UPS is here.
Jesus Christ.
I'm saying, dude, this season we're dominating.
We're not even meeting the guys.
Yeah, no. All the guys are going to walk in. Hello, I'm shut the fuck
shut
up,
the
man.
Shut the fuck up. I don't care.
You know,
hello,
I'm calling you
fucking Steven. Shut the fuck up, Steven. I don't give a shit.
Do you introduce yourself to Steven or hit his hand? Hit his hand away. All right. Let's motor through. We know AJ. Let's get up to her first.
Hold on. The best part. Can I just say something about the show again?
Yeah, just real fast. Yeah.
When Chugs, every time he was like chatting with a girl and she was like, what's your type? And he's like, the very first thing he said was, well, personality matters the most.
Yeah.
But after that, I like little blondes. And then he's talking to Chloe, who is exactly his type. And she's like, what's your type? And he goes, you. Yeah. It's like, what happened to the personality part, dude? Leave that.
She's got it. All right, real quick, we got to meet AJ. She's 21. She's taking a bath. That's great. She's a pro hockey player. Knows how to handle a stick. That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Because she can stick this strap on. Sorry.
Jesus.
All right. So we got AJ. She's like the sporty one. Whatever. Bro, am I tripping? Never mind. I thought I saw something in the shading. AJ's here to have fun, not get into drama. Me too. Let's keep it chill. There's no fun without drama. I don't care. I don't care as long as I get what I want.
Yep.
Yep, hit it. I don't care. I don't say I'd create drama, but I will if I have to.
It's not called Friend Island.
Yeah.
It's called Milk Island.
Fair play to her.
All right, motor through okay, this shit to the next
fucking
girl.
Boring
yeah.
shit.
Yeah, we don't want to get to know anyone.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude.
We're on my friendship. It's I don't care.
We're on our hot guy shit. We're on our hot girl shit.
Yeah.
So we're not getting to know anyone.
Yeah.
We just want to fuck.
Exactly. What's my career back home? Model, scientist, musician, or athlete?
Fucking
or
scientist.
How can we do all the above on that?
Let's be a scientist.
Let's be a scientist.
That's such a weird. Oh wow, that's really cool. Yeah, it's cool that I'm a nerd like you, but hot.
You have dairy scientist.
I like how I called her a nerd, but she's a hockey player. All right.
Suddenly, you hear beeping noise. Sounds like a text.
Oh, I've got a text!
You fucking think, Ella Dean, this is the show with cell phones, stupid.
Stupid.
You're going to get a text.
Act like you've been here, Ella Dean.
Not reading that. Someone else read that. Too hot. All right, we got to meet the boys now. Boo. Walk out as the girl. What boys? I'm fucking gay. All right, so this is important to establish to everybody. My type is big ass jugs. my type is big cans and box. I like Whole Foods.
Smart and mature.
No.
Smart and mature.
Funny and cute. Whatever it is, as long as they're hot.
Whatever. Like, yeah, whatever, as long as they're hot.
Three. Abrasive. Dude, they didn't sleep this time. As always, there's a box of condoms on a nearby table.
Oh, let's go. Mm-hmm. That's not a thing in the real show, though.
It's not.
They don't really promote sex having that much.
Nah. Because they just go raw.
They promote raw dogging. That's what it is.
They just have boxes of birth control everywhere.
And no, they have boxes of condoms, but they're all empty.
Oh yeah, true. You open it, it's like, psych, get an IUD. All right, Jesus. Moving on. Am I going to need the condoms? I'm not planning to have sex in here. I'll take one now. Grab a whole handful.
Grab a whole handful,
Let's
baby.
Let's go, dude.
We don't play games in here.
Trick or treat, am I right? A fistful of condoms.
I can take as many as I want.
You take a fistful of condoms, then flush them down the toilet. You come back in the room and proudly exclaim, I will be getting pregnant this season.
That's my goal.
That's my goal.
I came here to be a mother.
All right, these beds are really comfy.
Perfect for doing bits.
Yeah, perfect for doing bits.
What kind of bits are you doing?
Oh, mate.
Yes, and? Yes, and?
Oh, mate, these beds are so comfy.
And?
She gets on top. Do you know what they say about Brexit?
What do they say?
It's not that good without syrup. Breakfast, Brexit. I'll keep working on that one. I'll keep working on that one.
Yeah, that one didn't really hit for me.
Your phone beeps. Wait, is it my turn already? Yeah. Kodo,
come down
to
the
lawn
and couple up. The boys are waiting. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. We don't really want. I mean, it depends. We could just play it.
We're just picking.
Let's play the entire field.
Yeah. No, I mean we're playing.
Up
we're playing
everybody.
Them. Yeah. We're fucking them up.
Yeah.
We're just breaking hearts on the boys' side, but with the ladies, we're going to work.
We're falling in love.
Yeah. Okay. We are playing the field.
Okay.
But the boys are getting played in two ways.
Okay.
Already hate this dude.
I hate this guy, dude.
I don't want to know anything about him. I don't want to know. Don't say anything.
The first boy steps forward with a cheeky smile. I don't give a fuck. I don't care what kind of smile he's got on. I don't give a fuck.
Hi.
Get him out of here.
Hi,
like, shut up. No. Oh, I hate your voice.
No, it's just that.
Oh, God.
It's just I'm from Oxford. I'm from Oxford.
I don't care. Not right. Attracted.
Bill. Yeah, you look like Bill. Bill the bitch.
Bill
Nye, the not getting pussy guy.
Dude, this guy sucks. Why are you standing like that?
Oh my god! Go ride your
standing with inverted knees.
Go ride your.
You ever seen that picture of that dude standing outside of his house and his knees go backwards?
No,
that's what he's doing.
Bill, take your Razor scooter back to Surrey and fill another hole in a roof. Strong opinions about sandwiches?
Shut
the fuck up, man. How about a knuckle sandwich?
Motor, knuckle like, sandwich?
Don't even pause for this dude. I don't want to know anything about him.
No, I don't
Bill
care.
Bill says I'm a bit of him. Roll your eyes.
Roll your eyes. Fuck,
fuck
you.
Off.
Fuck you. His face falls?
Good.
He dies.
His face falls
good.
Off, and your trim starts to kick in. You see Jesus, and the whole island is fake. You're just on acid.
Bill never existed.
Not real. All right, you look down.
He's your worst fear manifested in front of you.
You look down to the next boy, all right? All right.
Hola, chica.
Welcome to the villa. Amazing, isn't it? Yeah, amazing how there's not more girls here. Oh, yeah, whatever. Is it?
Is it? Well, it is now that you're here.
Why is he, like, shouting? His face
Camillo?
Is like...
Camillo?
Yeah. From Rumford. Runs a family shop. Black Belt in Grafton. And
Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Nice.
Cool.
Good little joke there.
All right, he can fight. He's good to... He's good to have... You can fight? All right, roll up Bill.
Yeah.
Put him on his back and fold him. Beat the shit out of him.
Put us all out of our misery right
now.
Yeah,
choke him out. All right. Go ahead. Let's go straight to the BTS member.
Just about to say, yeah. Is that Jimin?
Yeah. Camilla definitely likes me. Too early to say. It's too early to say that we don't want to fuck with any of the guys. The third and final boy in the line seems nervous. Oh my god, dude.
Hi, I'm 16.
Trying to pop out his chest a little bit.
Hey, I'm Harry. I'm someone's little brother.
He's from York, business
21,
student.
Jesus.
Usually wears a tie with his swimsuit. He's a dork. Cool, we can bully him. This is great. For what it's worth, I'm just as gobsmacked as these other two. Oh, zero game. No game.
Wait, who says gobsmacked?
No one.
I've never.
That's what I'm saying.
I haven't heard that.
You never
forever,
say that.
Especially not in a, like a flirting situation.
I think you read like gobsmacked in like a you know, some ninth grade reading assignment.
Yeah. What does that even mean, gobsmacked? Is it godsmacked or gobsmacked? Gobsmacked.
I think Harry is trying to flirt with me too. Bless his heart. The meanest thing we could say.
Yeah, it's not working.
Bless your heart,
cute.
Mate. All right, so these are the options for now. They all seem keen. It's so tough to pick a boy. More boys are coming later or whatever. keep smashing. Who should we couple up with? I'm saying Harry because we could punk his ass.
Okay. I was going to say Bill just so we can hate him. Didn't we do that?
I
kind of
like that
we
too.
Do that
yeah,
last
we did.
Season?
Yeah, we did that with another like redheaded dude.
Yeah.
We bullied the shit out of him.
We should bully Bill.
We could bully Bill
or Harry, either or. But it feels like I'm a little mean with Harry. It feels like you're bullying a kid.
That's what I mean. Yeah, let's bully Bill.
Yeah,
couple up with Bill. It's great because we rolled our eyes at him,
and
then
like,
we're gonna
what the
couple.
Fuck? Yeah, you're so hard to read. Shut up. Shut up. God.
I'm not sure if the chat is there. It's not.
It's not
just don't
there.
Don't fucking talk too much.
And by the way, you're on the couch tonight. I'm taking the bed.
Hey, look at his face. He's a Redditor. You stride over to Bill. What's up, dork?
he can hardly believe his luck.
Yeah, you're not lucky, dude.
Codell.
Stop doing that.
I thought that you were.
Hide your
you
teeth.
Didn't like me.
Hide your teeth. Nice one.
Nice one.
As he winks. Me and Bill are officially coupled up. Hands off for now. Hands off forever.
Yeah.
This ain't now,
you
man.
You stand politely at his side. I kind of feel bad for him, man.
Nah. It's just, there's no sympathy.
Just, I don't understand. This girl's giving me mixed signals.
He said, I'm so glad you picked me. Shut the fuck up. Here's the best part. Because we're paying to play this game, we're never going to get voted off. So we can be mean to everyone.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, girl.
Congratulations. Wait, who are these dudes?
That's her dude. You really bagged yourself a hottie there.
We got another Russ top right.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
me after yoga.
Oh, man. All right, so we got Nikki. Cool. Smash through this.
Hi, by the way.
What's up, man?
New Islander Nikki.
Well, what are we already coupled up? Why are they introducing... I guess this happens in the real show.
Yeah.
Music tutor?
Does that, what's that mean?
Let me teach you how to play the flute.
Oh, you're going to fart while you do it? Uh-oh, everyone will pinch their nose. We got a music tutor over here. Play us something with your ass. All right, we got Russ.
This fucking guy,
I hate that he's
dude.
Adjusting a ring.
This guy,
oh,
bro.
Man, I hate that he's adjusting a ring, bro.
Yeah, this guy's on TikTok for sure.
Yeah.
Seb, too.
A Sebastian?
Named Seb.
This fool is in Venice right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in the Love Island game.
Okay. Owns 52 t-shirts and one shirt.
Sweet, man.
Sick, dude.
28 from Liverpool. He runs a music shop.
Yeah, I run
shop.
A music shop.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm not even from Liverpool, actually. I'm from Orange County. I studied abroad one semester, and I'm like, I totally fit in here. I'm brash. I love beer.
I completely lost my accent, too, when I was there.
It's nuts.
Place slaps, honestly.
All right, moving on. So AJ's with Russ. Cool. Ella Dean is with Nikki. We're with Bill. What else we got? What is this? You can't date Nikki or Seb in this season of the Love Island game. That doesn't mean you can't be friends. And don't worry, all the other boys and some of the girls are options. What the fuck? Why would they tell us that?
I don't know. That's weird.
That's cool.
Seb
had no chance with us anyway.
I think they probably like just lost a little bit of budget for the writers.
Oh yeah.
So they just had like one guy, and he's like, I don't want to do all these storylines, dude.
They're like,
look at this fucking tree of like possible shit.
Like right. We'll just kill off.
Chop half.
What's so funny? It's like, who are the least likable characters? Probably Seb and Nikki.
Yeah.
Low probability of coupling.
Yeah.
That's actually a hilarious insight or stat for them, probably, is that there are characters that no one gives a shit about.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. That's cool. We weren't going to bang anyway. So what do we think about the last two girls? Because we haven't met them yet. I can't wait to meet them. They better stay away from Bill. They can get as close to Bill as they want. Maybe they got lost on the way here. I can't wait to meet them. We definitely want to meet these ladies.
It's actually funnier if we like fight for Bill. So like we let the other girls know like he's ours, and then we give him nothing.
Yeah.
So he gets no chance at anyone else.
I think that's called abuse.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah,
actually.
I think that's abuse.
That's pretty sadistic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he has autonomy, but as far as like the capacity for us to like him,
yeah.
Never.
Fair. Fair.
You know what's funny though is what we're describing right now is some people's version of flirting.
Yeah.
You're so fucking annoying.
Yeah.
God, I want him.
The chat is so good.
So good.
So good.
Bill, if you speak again, I will leave the show.
Gosh, she's got butter. It's crazy.
Harry stands up straight,
trying to look confident,
but then immediately caves from his crippling anxiety. Being the one with the smallest
and
wrist
sinks back down into Reddit posture.
Being the one with the smallest wrist in the villa, he's afraid to offer to lift anything. Okay, so here we are. We're getting to know everybody. Everyone's yapping here and there. Do dreams come true in the villa? Nikki, our dreams are just too weird.
My dreams are too weird.
You don't even know my dreams, man. Yeah. I almost got stabbed last night.
Yeah.
Hit
I'm
that.
On acid right now. I'm freaking out.
Hit that shit.
If they manage to make my dreams come true,
ooh,
I'll be impressed.
Well, look, we'll find out if any of these people make our dreams come true in the next episode.
Of Love Island.
Because at this point, all right, we're going to kick it off. We're coupled up with Bill, and we have all the couples there. So... going forward, Kyle is going to assist us in motivating some of the story, and we'll recap parts of it, and we'll play. So this way we can get to the fucking end.
Yeah,
we can actually get to the end.
To the milk bags.
Yeah, to the milk bags. This series is all about getting to the bags.
I like that.
It's crazy how we're just being the most toxic dude, but we're not because we're a girl.
Exactly.
Toxic femininity.
Yeah, yeah.
Toxic lesbianity.
Yeah.
If that even is real. All right. gang, thank you so much for tuning into this bonus or special
episode. And make sure
you're
watching the show, too, because it makes watching this show more fun.
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier. We got to go deload our Tren and go up to the ship.
Yep, we're going to beam up right now.
So we'll see you guys.
Peace and love.
Peace and love. And you're not fucking hearing me calling you princess.